blessings of the Lord. And I'm inviting you this morning to turn to Romans 8 this morning. I will revel with you in the blessings of God, entitling these few thoughts here, God's Everlasting Love. Romans 8, verse 31. I'll read from the New King James. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? I'm going to pause here for a moment, reading a little later below, but if God be for us, who can be against us? Maybe it could be said, since God is for us, who can be against us? But God is for us. I don't know how many times that you and I have been tempted by Satan to think that he isn't. I don't know how many times that Satan has whispered his lies into our ears to make us discouraged and think that we're not worth anything or that God isn't with us. But if God is for us, who can be against us? I'd like to invite you to turn in your hymnal now. Maybe we'll kind of go back and forth from Romans. But in the hymnal here in 395, let's turn to that and continue some thinking about God being for us. I'm going to read verse stanza one, and then I'm going to ask that the song leader leads us in 2 and 4. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, who unto the Savior for refuge have fled, who unto the Savior for refuge have fled. This verse that we're thinking about, what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? That's part of the foundation that's laid in the word for our faith. Let's sing stanza 2 and 4.
How firm a foundation, ye saints.
My bad. Stanza 2.
Fear not, I am with thee, O be not dismayed, for I am thy God and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand. Upheld by my righteous omnipotent hand. Upheld by my righteous omnipotent hand. The soul
That's quite the confession. Did you notice that stanzas 2 through 4 are all quotations from God. Fear not, I am with thee. O, be not dismayed, for I am thy God and will still give thee aid. And then notice that the soul that has on Jesus has leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes. So if God be for us, who can be against us? I revel with you in that. Now the next little line here is that he did not spare his own son. Here I'd like to have you think with me on hymn number 244. 244. I'll read stanza 1 and then invite you to sing together 2 and 3. Under an eastern sky, amid a rabble's cry, a man went forth to die for me, for me. Let's sing stanzas 2 and 3. You want to just stay seated. God's everlasting love, and there is no greater demonstration of his love than the price that he paid for our salvation. So we marvel and we praise God for that sacrifice. And then the scripture says here, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And so the gift of salvation that comes through Jesus Christ and through our submission to him and all brings with it other blessings. How shall he not freely give us all things? It's hymn number 155 that encapsulates some of that. And I'd like to have you sing this familiar hymn, stanza 1, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Thou shapest thy
God has provided. What a blessing it is that he shall freely give us all things. In Psalm 23, the psalmist declared, "I shall not want." About that phrase, Max Lucado said, "This is the pasture where discontent goes to die." It's as if he is saying, what I have in God is greater than what I don't have in life. Should we say the same? How shall he not with him give us freely all things? We can confess, you are a great God. Your provisions are abundant for our needs. Your light is adequate for our path. Your grace is sufficient for our sins. O God, my shepherd, I shall not want. And then think with me about these last thoughts here. In verses 35 through 39, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And then there's the list of tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword. And skipping to verse 37, yea, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities or powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Thinking about God's everlasting love and how that it secures us, how that nothing shall separate us from Christ, from God, from the love of Christ. How wonderful it is. I'd love to sing more hymns about God's love, so inexhaustible. I'll quote, God is love, his mercy brightens all the paths in which we move. Bliss he forms and woe he lightens. God is light and God is love. He with earthly cares entwineth hope and comfort from above. Everywhere his glory shineth. God is light and God is love. These familiar words were written by John Bowring. He with earthly cares entwineth hope and comfort from above. God is love. And I'm convinced, as Paul was, that there is nothing that can separate us from that love. And as a final song of thanksgiving and worship, could we go to Psalm 1015, and I'll let you come and lead that.
We rise.
going to rephrase the prayer of Paul in Ephesians 3, and I ask you to kneel with me. We bow our knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant us, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in us through faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, and that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church, by Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.